KKW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Millions of Americans still remain under heat alerts, forcing some schools to dismiss early or go remote.
This late season heat wave impacting schools across the Northeast. In New England, a scramble to get air conditioning in classrooms. And over in Philadelphia, officials announcing dozens of schools that don't have air conditioning or inadequate cooling will be dismissed early the rest of the week. New York City under a heat advisory, and Washington, D.C. declaring a hot weather emergency. Data from the European Union's Copernicus program shows how this summer was the world's hottest on record.
ABC's Melissa Haddon. Pennsylvania, the manhunt continues for escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante on the run for a week after breaking out of Chester County Prison near Philadelphia. Authorities confirm he crab-walked up a prison wall and pushed through some newly installed barbed wire to flee. Later today, President Biden heads overseas for this weekend's G20 summit in New Delhi, India. This is ABC News. A federal judge has ordered Texas to remove its floating border barrier made of buoys and razor wire meant to prevent migrants crossing the Rio Grande.
Today, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll win on appeal after a federal judge in Texas ruled the state must move its floating buoy and razor wire border barrier to the Texas side of the Rio Grande and that it's barred from erecting anything else along the river. Law experts have been saying for weeks that under international law and treaties, Texas cannot put any kind of barrier in the water, and the federal government has claimed Texas doesn't have the jurisdiction in the river anyway, that it's federal property. The fight will now be moving to an appellate court and then maybe the Supreme Court. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The FAA has cleared the way for UPS delivery drones to take longer flights. UPS and another company now allowed to fly the drones without spotters watching their flight routes from the ground. The move sets the stage for widespread small package delivery. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Green Bay and City Deck Landing residents, Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouthwatering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck, 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover, of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. It's not John Miles.
Hello.
Oh, hey. A little different start to our day today. Mr. Mino is...
Not what I planned.
Are you stuck somewhere? What's the deal here? We got a great show lined up.
So
but
Here's the deal. I had to come up to the UP for a situation, just a family situation, you know, help up family type thing. And I had talked to the rental car place up here numerous times about how late they'd be open. And they said 11:30 at night at the airport in Gwinn, Michigan. And I'm like, great, fantastic. So I did the whole thing. I got there about 10 o'clock last night, and I walk in at the Avis. Avis is a place I would definitely recommend to rent a car from again if you didn't want to get a car. And they were closed. And there was nobody in the airport, not a person except like a maintenance guy who was like, you know, doing whatever with the planes. And I'm like, well, I called every number that Avis had and they're like, nothing we can do. So I was stranded. So I called my friend who let me come and sleep on his couch because I don't have a car, even though I had a reservation from Avis. And they said, well, basically bleep you. There's nothing we can do about it. Yeah. So it's a pretty good night.
So how far away?
So I would highly recommend going through Avis if you ever want to rent a car.
I'm hearing that.
Not actually get a car and just like be stranded. I would call Avis.
Tell people that you rented from Avis even though you didn't get a car.
Remember when they say Avis, we tried harder? I don't think they do that anymore.
No, I haven't heard that ad in a while.
I called every person associated with Avis and they're basically like, no, bleep you. You're on your own.
All right. Well, just for next time, I would have come up there and got you. But you need a car,
well,
right?
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, I was 10 o'clock last night. I wouldn't do too much. So
the next time I want to stay, next time I want to go someplace, but yet not actually get home, I'm going to call Avis.
Okay, John. You think you made your point? All right. Okay, well, anyway, how was the rest of your trip, though? You were doing a family thing. You don't have to tell people, but that's nice of you. You're helping your sister out, which is great. So
just the family, you know, whatever. Right. And and I so many times I called the place. As the rental car, and they're like, yep, we're open till 11:30 at night. And I got there at 10 o'clock at night, and there was not a soul around. They had all left.
But what's the name
Even
of that?
Their big sign says, we're open till 11:30. There's a big sign that said, no, we're gone.
Yeah.
And we even got a hold of the director of the airport at K.I. Sawyer, and he's like, there's nothing we can do about it. And I'm like, well, there's not a person in the airport except some people cleaning up. No, nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
So the thing that made me so mad, and I was irate. I'll be, and you'll meet Jim.
I do.
I mean, to the point where they're like, you better calm down. We're going to call the sheriff.
Right.
And, you know, the old Italian temper got the best of me.
Yeah.
And, and it's like, what if I was imagined of a mother with little kids or something like that, or really elderly people? And they're just like, no, there's nothing we can do for you. And there was no one around. The whole place was deserted. And I had a reservation. Everything was set, but the people left early. Even though it said that they were open until 11:30, and this was like 10 o'clock, right. 10:15. So can you imagine if somebody was, I mean, I might be old, but I still can handle myself in situations. But can you imagine if somebody was, you know, in a situation with little kids or really old or something, and they leave them abandoned after, you know, because they left their post early? Unbelievable. Worst customer service type thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, they will not get
Avis.
Yeah, they will not get one of our gift cards from the depot.
Yeah, no, Avis will not.
They
no,
will
I
not
will
get
never,
our.
I will never. I will never do anything with Avis ever again.
I
can't imagine anybody
that
ever would rent from Avis.
Okay, nope. And I will take them off our list as a potential sponsor after that.
Yeah. No Christmas cards for Avis.
Okay. Hey. Anyway, we love customer service and. You did not experience that, but there's a lot of good customer service.
I even had a guy, there's a maintenance guy I got a hold of. He called the director of the airport at K.I. Sawyer, and he said, there's nothing we can do about it. Avis is its own thing.
Yeah.
So luckily, I had a friend who lives in the area that could pick me up and take me out. Or else I told him, I said, am I going to just sit here in this empty airport all night? Because they don't open until 2 in the afternoon. He goes, yeah, I think that's the only option you have.
You know, that's weird that they would... I mean, what is that airport? I mean, how many flights do they have in and out of there every day?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, imagine if you're like, I was thinking about like, you imagine if you're a mom with a little kid or a couple little kids and you're just left stranded and they wouldn't even like say, oh, we'll get you a shuttle. We'll get you a cab. We'll do something.
Yeah.
Just abandoned.
Okay.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you. Yeah. But you'll be on track today again. They're going to open at what time? 11?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Those good hours.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well,
yeah, I will not be going to Avis to rent a car again.
I think you made that abundantly clear.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Enterprise or someplace.
There you go.
But yeah, if you enjoy getting stranded someplace, I would rent from Avis.
Do you work tonight? Do you have a game tonight?
No. What day is it today? Thursday or Friday?
Thursday,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Who's playing?
Yeah. Kimberly and Fond du Lac.
Is that a good game?
Oh, phenomenal game. Phenomenal matchup.
Where's that at?
Kimberly.
All right, that's cool. I got to get to one of your games, but yeah, that high school stuff.
Oh, that'll be fun. That part's fun.
That is going to be cool when we can start featuring our student of the week, not just sports, but any student. So we had a good meeting yesterday
starting
about
now
that.
And everything.
Right.
I still can't believe these kids would go for 3 weeks, or excuse me, 3 games before going into a class. Isn't that crazy?
You mean, the practices start so early? You mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
The way they do it now in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's good, though, because, you know, I'll tell you something funny, though. It was 95 degrees here in the UP 2 days ago, and today it's 51.
Yeah, it looked cool here, too. My walk to work.
Degree drop in, like, 24 hours.
It was a brisk walk to work this morning, so.
Yeah. Oh, don't even.
No, I did. You weren't here. You don't know that I didn't
BMW.
Walk to work. You didn't walk.
Huh?
You're not here. You didn't see. How do you know I didn't walk to work, John?
Somebody called me. I got
advice. Whatever. Hey, we're going to get Dr. Tiller back on. You talk about schools, and there's some good things going on in the Green Bay School District. You know how when he was in here, Johnny, we talked about there's 19,000 students in the district. Just here in Green Bay, you know, Appleton's got a lot going on, too, with their schools. But we're going to reach out to Dr. Tiller this afternoon. But it appears like that gifted and talented school is going to stay. Which is very exciting.
I you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Jim. I know we've only met him, I think 3 times.
Yeah, we were at
that
party.
I would put all my faith in that man.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
I mean, you want to talk about sometimes, you know, you kind of read a person, and you kind of read between the lines, and you and I have probably dealt with people where, you know, in our business, let's be honest, Jim, you almost need a little bit of a survival thing in regards to dealing with people where you kind of... You got a perception kind of under the water sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody can be so, you know, above whatever. And that guy is as genuine with our natural feelings towards the person.
Right.
That guy's as genuine as anybody we've dealt with. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. I mean, and it was likable when he showed up here. And he also made an effort. I mean, you know, sometimes you call people, it's like, let me check my schedule. He's like, yeah, you know, when can I be there? I want to get engaged in the community. And he not only got engaged, I mean, he's not just one of these guys who's just The face,
not just lip service.
No, that guy's making some decisions, and he's, you know, I just want to applaud him. That's another reason I want to have him on here. I want to, you know, he's all about helping out at the community shelter. You know, we had a meeting yesterday, and that's why I had to leave. Well, of course, I came back and saw you, but I met with a donor of the community shelter, and I said, look, would you be interested in donating the cost of the meals, right? So like $250 it costs us to serve, you know, 150 people. And then we would have students from come in and serve the meal. And I think that's good for them to see, to get exposure to what's going on in
Absolutely.
The community. And you know, they don't have to do the dishes or anything. This is truly just, you know, serving. If they want to help prepare the meal, we can work that out. But I think that's going to be a great partnership, and Tiller's all in on that. I mean, Dr. Tiller, I shouldn't call him Tiller. Dr. Tiller is the superintendent.
Oh, I see him serving meals.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, rolling up his sleeves and being involved. Absolutely.
Right. And then speaking
of... He's outstanding. I think the Green Bay School District has a real winner with that, man.
Yeah.
I really and truly do. He will cut, like I said, he and I, when we were talking at the fair thing type thing they did over at Green Bay West that day when we went to.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you know, you're fun, you're jovial, you know, you're wearing a three-piece suit with Converse All-Star shoes. I said, but behind closed doors, Jim and I both said, ooh, this man has some Detroit and Flint in him that you don't want to mess with right. if you're on the wrong side. Don't BS this man. He don't play that game.
And
so I think he's going to do a phenomenal job. I really and truly do.
And it was funny when we said that, he kind of agreed with us.
You're damn right.
Yeah, he didn't say, oh, no, I'm not like that. He kind
no,
of said, yeah,
oh, no,
right.
I won't. Yeah, no, he's like, you're damn right. Yeah. No, he was great. I like him. You know, I was talking to some people up here. I'm trying to find us some experts in regards for our pasty feed.
Oh, yeah, that's the 20, when is that? February 20? I gave you the date on that. But so
I don't know, but I got to get some volunteers that know how to make. One of the things, the main thing with pasties, and I know you know nothing about pasties.
Nothing.
And that's fine. Nothing. But we can get volunteers, or even people at the shelter can cut up the potatoes and, you know, those kind of things. But we need somebody that can make a good crust. It's kind of like when I was talking with you and you think you're a great home pizza guy.
I am.
But if the crust isn't good, it doesn't matter what else you put on it.
Right. We need to get some.
You know what I mean? It's like making a good drink or something. You got to have the formula right. But if you don't have a good crust with a pasty, you don't have something good.
There's got to be.
We got to get some expert. And I'm going to be. I don't mean to sound racially whatever here, but I need a fin.
Okay.
I need a fin to make the crust.
But we're going
to
put a call out.
Make the best crust there are.
Okay, so we're going to put a call out for a fin. And John, we can make those and then freeze them. It doesn't like we have to make them the day we
absolutely.
Serve.
Absolutely, no question.
And then we'll just heat them up, and then we'll serve. What do you serve those with? Like salad?
Ketchup.
No, we got it more than that. Just that's
what do you mean? No, that's it. No, that's it.
Okay. Well, we're going to put out. So I have to. Is that being disrespectful if I call them fins, or do they not mind that?
Well, here's the deal. Okay, fin is the proper name. What we call them in the UP, and it's a little bit derogatory, is Finlanders. But they even call themselves Finlanders, but sometimes they take it as a slur if you call somebody a Finlander.
And they're from Finland?
Okay.
That's not a slur. A fin, I can see.
I know,
because a fin sounds like a fish.
I
don't know,
John.
I think we're going to get somebody on.
Polish, there's a certain P word you're not supposed to say if somebody's Polish.
Right.
Or even with Italians, you're not supposed to say the W or the D word. You know what I mean?
The without papers word. All right. Well, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit more about the some tailgate stuff, because I got some news on that yesterday, thanks to our discussion on proper tailgate foods for the upcoming season. So,
with the bear meat?
Well, the bear meat, the hush puppies, apple pie, all that other stuff. We'll talk about that.
I got to be honest with you. I think you're wrong in the hush puppies.
No, I'm not.
All right.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with a high of 62. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 51. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 67. Low 70s, Saturday turning cooler, Sunday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Once again, highs reach 62 today, lows level off around 51 tonight, highs reach 67 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor, WGBW, 1590 AM, and of course, 97.9 FM. You are listening to us in Green Bay. Beautiful studios, although I'm here by myself because John Mino is stuck in like some place in Michigan I never heard of. And you're also listening to us in Appleton and Oshkosh. So welcome. We are talking today. We're just segueing into yesterday. We had a little talk about NFL tailgate parties because, of course, the NFL kicks off tonight. That's going to be a good game, right, Johnny?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, all these, this first weekend, those matchups are pretty good. The schedule makers really did it right between today and then Sunday and then Monday night's game. This is a fun weekend.
Yeah. Did you see this morning? Of course, I don't know if you probably get the newspaper up there 2 days late, but today, that Bears game, Packer game, that's going to be a close game. Even USA Today, they have four reporters. Three of them picked the Packers, like by 2 points, 3 points, field goal. But that's going to be a good game.
Well, whenever you have a starting quarterback that's new, it's, you know, impossible to get any reads on it. But I have two concerns about the Packers going into that game. These young receivers, I mean, Christian Watson really has to step up.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we've had receivers before where the first year it's all the glamour and glitz coming in, and then they don't really produce. He was, like, okay last year, and I hate to say it, but I still think about his drops. I still remember about his first pass ever thrown to him in a regular season game against the Vikings last year, and Aaron Rodgers dropped a dime in his hands, and he dropped it.
Yeah.
And sometimes with receivers, man, you get that certain thing. You get the yips almost. I just hope he's beyond that, beyond the yips of dropping, because he's the veteran. It's hard to believe a guy that young. I mean, remember the days when we'd be like, okay, let's just roll out the Packers receivers and here's, you know, right, Robert Brooks and Sterling Sharp and Antonio Freeman and Donald, the young Donald Driver.
Right.
I remember, this is no lie, Jim, I still remember I was doing a radio show with Donald Driver at a bar you used to hang out with all the time. I remember the razzmatazz because you were there. And, okay. And I remember telling him, you know, Donald, you're better than Antonio Freeman, and you're better than so-and-so. You got to get some playing time. And he's like, you know, I appreciate it. He goes, but man, they're good. You know, because it's like the receiving core was so deep. I just don't see that receiving core being deep. And when you have such a young quarterback like Jordan Love, what you would love is to have a really veteran receiver core that could kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Hold him up a little bit, but it's like, wow, all these young guys have to be on the same page. And it's like, man, you talk about trial by fire. So that's my biggest concern is Jordan Love with really young receivers. Because even watching Aaron Rodgers on Hard Knocks this year, where Randall Cobb, you know, they had him mic'd up, and he's like, hey, guys, listen to me. If you screw up in meetings, if you screw up in practice, Aaron Rodgers will not throw you the football.
Yeah.
But Jordan Love doesn't have that luxury right now. It's like, well, this is it, buddy.
Yeah.
These are my guys in the field. So that's the thing I'm most concerned
about. But what about, you've played football, and we've had coaches on here.
How much time do we have? Do you want to talk about my playing days?
No, not at all. We do have some time, but not that kind of time. No, Johnny, what I want to talk to you about is, I remember when Lovie Smith was with the Packers, and he said to his team, the only thing...
Lovie Smith was not with the Packers.
No, I mean, with the Bears. And he said, the only thing I want to do is beat the Packers. And they came here, and they beat us. Do you think, like I'm thinking Detroit going into Kansas City, that's going to be a tough game. I mean, the Packers going into Soldier Field, that's going to be a tough game. But I think it comes down, everybody says it comes down to a field goal. I think it comes down to the emotion of the team. And I think, I don't know, I just hope that's not a one game season like it was for the Bears that year. But you think LaFleur's got these guys like running through walls?
I don't know. Jim, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I like Matt LaFleur a lot, okay? And, I mean, Matt LaFleur used to coach, about 3 miles away from where I'm sitting right now up here at the UP at Northern. And I'm going to tell you something. I was so disappointed in the game last year against the Lions. And I remember being in the atrium watching the Lions against, I don't even remember, the Rams maybe. And the Lions and the Packers were going to play. And I don't remember who was playing before them. 10 people out there could tell me. And we're in the atrium with thousands of people, basically, and the team the Lions needed to win did not win.
Right.
So the Lions were eliminated from the playoffs before the game. And I remember saying to the guy I was with, it's like, wow, Packers are going to blow them out tonight because the Lions have nothing to play for.
Yep.
The Packers have everything in the world to play for. And that game was one of the most disappointing games I've ever seen a Packer performance. They had no fire. They had no zip. They had no emotion. And the Lions, who had zero to play for, and you would think it was just gut-wrenching that they just got knocked out of the playoffs, they so outperformed the Packers in that game. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And I have to put that on the coaches.
Totally. I agree with that.
I mean, you remember that game, it's like, are you kidding me? This is Lambeau Field. Yeah, all the things we've always talked about, the frozen tundra.
Right.
This is Lambeau Field on a really, really cold night in January.
Right.
The Packers need to defeat a team that was just eliminated from the playoffs to go into the playoffs, and they were so outplayed emotionally. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And I put that on the coach.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest here. I like Matt LaFleur, but it was almost embarrassing how much harder the Lions played in that game versus the Packers. But what I'm saying is, Aaron Rodgers, his body language in that game was horrific. And I think a quarterback, everybody feeds off of that person.
Right.
That was the night. I've talked to other people too. It's like, yep, Aaron Rodgers has checked out of here.
Yeah.
Get rid of him. That leader,
you're right, such
a great leader as a quarterback
because
everybody feeds off you, and he fed them in a really wrong way for that ball game. So with Jordan Love, and we've talked about this, the players love him. He's a good guy. He wants to learn. He wants to get better. I don't think we're going to have that problem.
Me either. I think we're in good shape for that, especially the Bears game. All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about NFL tailgate food in our next segment. You're listening to WGBW, Mine on the Mayor, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Millions of Americans still remain under heat alerts, forcing some schools to dismiss early or go remote.
This late season heat wave impacting schools across the Northeast. In New England, a scramble to get air conditioning in classrooms.
And over in Philadelphia, officials announcing dozens of schools that don't have air conditioning or inadequate cooling will be dismissed early the rest of the week.
New York City under a heat advisory and Washington, D.C. declaring a hot weather emergency. Data from the European Union's Copernicus Program
program shows how this summer was the world's hottest on record.
ABC's Melissa Adan. Pennsylvania, the manhunt continues for escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante on the run for a week after breaking out of Chester County Prison near Philadelphia. Authorities confirm he crab-walked up a prison wall and pushed through some newly installed barbed wire to flee. Later today, President Biden heads overseas for this weekend's G20 summit in New Delhi, India. This is ABC News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor, WGBW, 1590 AM, 97.9 FM. We are talking. I'm talking about a lot of stuff. We have a great show coming up. 7 o'clock.
Okay, can I just say one thing, Jim?
Top of the hour.
Jim, can I just say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, you know, sometimes you watch a TV show or a movie or something, and even though you know it's fiction, you still, in your mind, you almost like pretend it's real, okay, and you try to figure things out. Playing that song that Jason just played, okay, that was the last song played in the last episode of The Sopranos, and he's sitting in the diner, and they've got one of those things that I've always wanted, those little jukeboxes that were on the tables. I remember Country Kitchen in Green Bay had one of those. Do you remember those? It was like a mini jukebox.
Country Kitchen had those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember what they are. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a blur.
I remember they're closing down. I asked the guy if I could get one of those. He never gave me one. But anyway, in the Sopranos, the last episode, and I was a Soprano fanatic. Like I told you, I flew out to New Jersey to try to audition for the Sopranos.
Yes.
But anyway, that's the last.
Wasted
but it's
time.
Like, I still, to this day, even though it's fiction, there's still a huge website about what happened to Tony Soprano after he played that song and it went to black. And it's like, was the guy in the members only jacket, was he an assassin? And did he kill Tony in front of his family while that song was playing? So every time I hear that song, I always wonder whatever happened to Tony.
I think of Journey, but okay, that's great.
Music. Journey song I like. I was not a Journey fan.
Oh, come on.
I wasn't a Journey fan. I wasn't a Styx fan. And everybody was big fans of those two groups.
Yes.
And I just wasn't.
Okay. All right. So,
were you?
I was. I mean, I was not a big fan of anything back in the day. But
you remember that last episode of The Sopranos?
No, I wasn't a fan of. No.
Okay. So it's Tony and AJ. They're eating onion rings. Okay. And Meadow was having a hard time parallel parking. And she came running in. And right about that same time, it went to black. And it's like, well, are we assuming then that Tony got shot? And then he died, basically. And that's how the series ended, which made so many of us Soprano fanatics upset.
Okay. I want to hear about your audition, but we have a guest that came in. But I also want to follow up on this tailgate food. How do you want to proceed here? We have someone in here with respect for law. Friend of yours? Friend of ours?
Yes.
You want to do that now? Or do you want to finish?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's bring him on. You're going to speak right into this mic here. John, why don't you introduce our guest?
Well, I think my guest can introduce himself.
All right.
How you doing, big fella?
I'm doing good, John. How are you? Steve Marshall from the Green Bay Preble Optimist Club.
Right. We know Steve. Steve's done a lot in this community. Very
active.
And
by the way, Steve, you know, Jim, who you're talking to, is a high school wrestler, and he said he'd like to wrestle you.
I think I'll pass on that. I think Steve's got me. Even though I need to go on a diet, he's got me by quite a bit. So, no, we'll pass on that. What are you working on now, Steve?
We've got, our Green Bay Preble Optimist Club hosts a annual benefit banquet for called Respect for Law, honoring the men and women of law enforcement in Brown County.
Nice. And what do the proceeds go to that? How does that all work?
The proceeds go to a couple different things. First off, as far as law enforcement, so what we do is we honor, there's 10 departments in the county, and each department can honor and nominate one of their officers for doing something outstanding. And then we honor them at the banquet, and the proceeds, so that we do table sales. The special thing about it is that all law enforcement, any active and retired law enforcement, can join us for dinner that night for no charge. Them and a guest.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's a great event, Jim. It really is. It's at my favorite venue in Green Bay. And I'll tell you what, hey, Steve, it's like
legend.
We've always done it at great venues. We used to do it at Executive Air in the
Jet Air, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jet Air in the big hangar, which was really cool with the helicopter in there and all those sorts of things.
Al Timmerman.
I still think there are certain venues in Green Bay that I hope never get torn down. Because let's be honest, where we hold it now has a special feeling about it, doesn't it, Steve? Talk a little bit about that. When you walk into that place and it's jam-packed with law enforcement people and everybody else, it just has a certain Green Bay feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. What John's talking about is the Riverside Ballroom.
Yeah.
Ken Tedford, who happens to be my neighbor. Hope you're listening, Ken. Oh. Anyways, he certainly treats us right there. Not that... you know, we did it out by Al Timmerman, and it was pre-COVID, so total different event. After COVID, we changed the whole platform of the banquet. So, again, it is a fundraiser. We're not out to make a lot of money. There's no raffles. There's no asking people to make any kind of donations. Like I said, any law enforcement, active or retired, can show up at no charge.
And there's 10 departments in the county, and you honor someone who's been nominated. Tell me a little bit about some past nominees, recipients of that.
Hey, Jim, can I just jump in here? Hey, Steve, you know who my favorite one was?
Which one?
The dog.
Right? That would have got my vote.
Yeah, I forgot what the dog that got injured in the line of duty.
Jack?
Yeah. Pyro, I think it was.
Wasn't
Pyro.
It? Okay, yeah.
In fact, when
that's
we, you know, they've honored the officers from anything. Basically, it's a lot of going over and above the line of duties. There's a lot of officers that, a lot of free time is also spent, doing law enforcement. We've got some, some from the DARE, some from the drug task force. We've had all different, scenarios in there. So,
hey, Jim, what would happen if you were being attacked by somebody and Milton was there?
I'd have to call Pyro. I know Milton would protect me. I don't know if he'd protect a lot of other people, but so I have a dog, Steve, that I'm crazy about, and my kids are all moved on, and so he's my new kid. And John thinks I'm like this helicopter parent where I just hover over and take, but like he got his hair done yesterday. He's in swimming lessons. He eats salmon.
Hey, Steve, have you ever heard of a dog going to swimming lessons?
No, I thought they do that stuff automatically.
No, that's Nagani.
Yeah, me too, right?
What, to do the breaststroke or something?
They
wears floaties.
He's got to get used to the water. And he was afraid of the water. And John's like, just throw him off the dock like we do in Nagani. I'm like, I'm not doing that to him. Anyway,
they hit the ice, don't they?
Yeah, that too.
He's getting better. Your banquet, is it? It's open to anyone?
We do table sales, so okay. A lot of corporate table sales. Those are kind of our sponsor. That's where we make our money. I think something important you asked me, Jim, was where does the money go? And part of it goes to the Green Bay Preble Optimist. We have a foundation, and we give annually anywhere from $70,000 to $80,000 annually away to the youth of Green Bay.
Oh, you guys do great things. Yeah, so, I mean, when I was – you guys did a lot. You did a lot for Bay Beach. You do a lot for just it was always the Green Bay Preble, and there's a number of Optimist clubs in Green Bay, which is great. We're one of the stronger organizations, civic organizations, but you guys are very, very active.
Yeah. Most of us probably would know us from the Terror on the Fox Haunted House from years ago.
Right.
We got out of that venue, 6-7 years ago and started Respect for Law. So one of the things that we do is we give $10,000 away in scholarships. So $5,000, five $1,000 scholarships to children of law enforcement. So any Brown County law enforcement officer or retired, their child or grandchild can apply for the scholarship. And then we also set up an endowment out at NWTC for current students in law enforcement out there. So that's another one there, $1,000 scholarship.
Wow.
So,
and that scholarship money will go to the students' education?
That goes towards the students' education, yeah.
That's awesome. That is great.
It's a great event, Jim. You should come to it.
I will.
It's really cool. It really is.
Steve's going to give us some details on it. Absolutely. How are things going with the Optimist Club? Sometimes you read that membership, people are busy, right? I mean, they got kids, soccer, work, whatever. And it's not that big of a commitment, but it's a commitment. I mean, you want people to be like you and kind of join and be a little bit active. I mean, how are things going with the membership, and you call for that?
Yeah, I think, Jim, it's tough on a lot of the clubs, the civic clubs, trying to attain and attract young membership. We've been fairly successful at it. We're lucky that we have an endowment of funds, so financially we're very strong. But what we've done in the club actually is we've got a number of father sons in the club. So,
oh, good idea.
Myself included my sons in the club, and so we've got four or five of those. So
yeah, it's not the same analogy, but a little bit is that when we were talking about, there's a little bit of recruiting that needs to be done in our military, and a lot of the people who are coming in are sons of people who are in the military, and I think they see what you've contributed to the community, and I think everyone needs to join something, right? I mean, there is some civic responsibility that we should all adhere to. And to see, I'm sure your kids saw you and the fun you have in there. I mean, you do some great things at like the Wildlife Sanctuary. I mean, it's a good group of people, too.
Yeah. We've got a club started in, I think.
Well, I just think it's at that stage, too. When I was a kid, my dad was in Knights of Columbus, right? And different things like that. And that era kind of has changed. And I think now you do almost actively, like you were saying, Steve, you almost have to recruit people to be a part of these organizations. And until you go to like a banquet, like what you guys put on, to realize there are people in our community that really deserve to be recognized. And Jim, you've got a phenomenal idea about recognizing like a student athlete of the week or of the month or however you want to put it, you know, that's not just sports related. I mean, as much as I love sports and that's my life, you know, the accolades are easy to come by when you score, you know, four touchdowns on a Friday night. But when you come there, and I know this because I read, you know, their biographies about what these people done, these law enforcement people quietly behind the scenes,
right,
putting their lives on the line,
totally,
these incredible situations they're in, and nobody knows about them. And because of the optimists, those are brought to life, even just for one night at the Riverside Ballroom.
Yeah.
But I think that's an important part of our community.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the lifeblood of our community, these law enforcement people. And I think what you guys do, Steve, is so important. But again, you really need that next generation to carry the torch.
That is just so true, John. I just want to back up something you said. Like, I want to recognize the student of the week, not the student athlete of the week. You said athlete, and I just want to be clear to the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, and just because, like Steve, like you're talking about, in law enforcement, I mean, everybody knows the chief, and you probably know the guy that jumped in and saved somebody, and those are all great things, but there are so many people in this community that, you know, and they don't want to be recognized either. I mean, you're probably pulling teeth to get some nominations and things to get people, but tell us a little bit about some of the recipients besides Pyro. I mean, who else have, you think someone on?
One of the other things that we do is we do a lifetime award, so it probably a little bit easier for me to remember that. So we've honored Jerry Perrins, I think was last year.
Nice.
The year prior was
last year. That was awesome.
Yeah. Tom Hintz, he was honored, you know, for their lifetime achievements.
Sure.
in law enforcement. This year it's, oh boy, you're going to put me in a spot. I've got it here.
Oh, but, sorry. We can do that for Brad.
Yeah. Yeah.
My point is there's so many good people. I think we lost Johnny. So many good people in law enforcement, men and women, and obviously the dogs as well. What is your banquet? Tell us a little bit about that and how we can participate or donate.
Yeah, the banquet is next Wednesday evening, so September 13th.
Okay.
Cocktail hour from 5 to 6:30. We've got one of the things that we do every year is we have the Preble Jazz Band play for the cocktail hour, play some of their jazz,
man,
which is really nice.
Good,
yeah, yeah.
Oh. They are good.
And
I sometimes just one thing on Preble. I know you're the Preble Optimist, and that's a great part of the city. And but Preble, when I'd go there and talk to those students, Preble High School is bigger than St. Norbert College.
Yes.
You know, I mean, so when they pull a band together or you go to their theater, that's some talent in that school because you're pulling from a pool of 2,000 students. You know, it's not like some of these schools with 500. They still have a lot of talent. But I just always, and that Preble Optimist Jazz Band is, yeah, they're phenomenal. And their drumline, they got a lot of talent out there.
Yes,
anyway, we're going to break. We're going to go to break. Steve's going to tell us a little bit about some of the other recipients that they've had at this Respect for Law event that's coming up Wednesday the 13th at Riverside Ballroom. We'll be right back.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with host Chris Alfheim and Emily Cephos, Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 62. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tonight, lows around 51. Mainly clear tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 67. Low 70s, Saturday turning cooler, Sunday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Another look at the short range, high of 62 today, lows level off around 51 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mayor Nomino? I can say that because John's not here. WGBW, 1590 AM, and you're listening on 97.9 FM. We're here with Steve Marshall. Steve Marshall is just one of the really good guys in Green Bay, Brown County, who worked in, I don't know if you're still in banking, but you still are? All right. You want to give your bank a plug? And then I'll talk a little bit more about you?
Sure. I'm with First Business Bank out of Appleton.
All right.
Cover Appleton, Green Bay.
Awesome bank. That has helped a lot of small businesses get to the next level, which is something that's super important to any community. And Steve also is a very active member of the Green Bay Preble Optimist Club. And I think there's 6 Optimist Clubs in Green Bay. They all do a great job. Preble is very active, especially in the area of respecting law enforcement officers. You may know these guys. They used to do the haunted house. You remember that out on Ashland? And that was always a fun event. And they've segued now into honoring officers in our community, both men and women that serve. We, of course, have 10 departments in the county. And you have an event coming up September 13th at Riverside Ballroom. It's tell us a little bit more about that, Steve.
Yeah, the event starts out at 5 o'clock, 5 till 6:30. With a social cocktail hour, the Green Bay Preble Jazz Band, as I stated earlier, is playing during that period of time. Then we have dinner. Again, any law enforcement, active and retired law enforcement, the guest is able to join us at no charge.
Wow.
For the evening. And then we get into the program, which the Respect for Law, like I said, honors. I believe there's... That is 6 nominations this year.
Nice.
From the different departments and in the lifetime.
And do you tell us who's getting a lifetime, or is that a surprise?
I was looking for it. It's not a surprise.
Okay, well, whatever. That's like the it's like the Grammy goes to. I mean, that's the big thing at the best movie.
It's, you know what, I think it's the gentleman's name is Tim McNulty.
All right. That's awesome.
He is he's retired from Ashwaubenon Public Safety.
Great. Well, we thank him for his years of service. So, what else is going on with the what else are you guys working on with the Green Bay Optimist, with the Preble Optimist Club? You have other things happening?
You know, this there's a lot of work that goes into this, obviously, table sales and setup. Then, you know, we'll be coming up on our annual at the end of the year. Our basically our donation
right.
Month or so where we collect you know requests for donations, so
nice.
you kind of be surprised how tough it can be to give away money sometimes, but
give me a call.
Yeah, so yeah, we give away money and it's for the youth of Green Bay. So
that has been your focus in working with you and your organization over the past 20 years. Yeah, you know, we just couldn't run. We're in a community without you. How do we as lay people participate in this? I mean, there's table sales. Can you buy individual tickets? Do you have information on that?
Yeah, table sales. The tables are $750 a table for tables of 8.
Great.
We see a lot of obviously support from the community as far as corporations and companies within Green Bay. We don't do a lot of individual sales. Okay. Certainly will. I think we did them for $100 a ticket, yeah, again, it's mostly corporate. Our big sponsorship, I should say, should add here is Green Bay Packers Give Back.
They're
huge,
great.
Huge sponsors for us. So
yeah, They too do a good job with that. So this is coming up. This
hey,
is...
Jim, you know, the number one thing, though, with all this, and I see it on a personal level when I read the, you know, the biographies or the accolades or whatever, is these law enforcement people do so much outside the working hours, I guess, so to speak. Wouldn't you say that, Steve? It's like, it's incredible how many of these people volunteer for youth organizations and volunteer for these other things. It's like, once you raise that right hand and say you're ready, willing, and able to, you know, serve your community, it's not just during those work. It's not like an 8-hour shift and then, you know, you're somebody else. So many of these people do so much outside of their regular, you know, hourly wage to help the community. I mean, you want to talk about a lifetime commitment? That's what these people do. And that's the fun part, I think, Steve, about bringing that out and bringing it to the surface, you know, bringing it under the light. How these people literally dedicate their lives to serving a community.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that in every nomination, John, that you read off, and when you do it, it talks about their, you know, the time that they spend outside their business, yep. I guess, hours, and what they do for the community. So, I don't know, you know, a lot of people in Green Bay don't understand or see what everything that our law enforcement does outside of. Yep. You know, we've got several
outside of the hourly shift.
Several law enforcement guys on our committee, both active and retired. You know, we do help them out. They've got, you know, different fishing events that they do, I know, outside the community, cops and bobbers in the past and things like that, that we support.
That's great that, you know, you're right about that. I mean, I think that's a really good point. And I would say that's generally all law enforcement. I mean, they do more than their 8-9 hour shift. You know, they're in the community, and you know, they see a lot of the challenges in the community too, which I think sometimes brings more awareness to, wow, we need to address this. And I think what some of them, and then discussions I've had with them, they want to focus on the youth because they know that's the answer is to, because maybe some of these parents, for whatever reason, I don't know. They're not doing whatever needs to be done. And just to get out, like you said, take them out fishing or there's so many things that you guys do, that thing you do at the Wildlife Sanctuary. That's always great to get kids engaged. So yeah, I think they see that and then they say, well, look, how can I help? And then they jump in with
well, so you know what? I think they fill the void in a lot of ways, Jim. I mean, you know, you and I grew up in a, you know, you come home from school and mom's cooking a big meal and, you know, you do your homework and dad's there and whatever. And it's a different world these days in Green Bay. It really and truly is. And I think a lot of these law enforcement people fill that void
they see it.
Of being that adult
right.
mentor that a lot of these kids need. And in a lot of ways, it's preventative in regards to, you know, helping the community to put them on a straight, narrow path. And so many of the police officers, when I read those bios about what they've done, that's actively what they're doing. Don't you think, Steve?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we're obviously very lucky in this community with our law enforcement and the support that our community gives them and they give us back, especially when you see what's going on and, you know, throughout the rest of the United States with some of the cities.
You're right. Our guys are committed. They are. Guys. Yeah. I mean, guys and gals too. I'm using that as a general term, but yeah, John and I were just at an event, last week at West High School, and it was like the back to school and so many officers there shaking hands with the kids, and they know they need to be there, and the kids need to have see these people as mentors. You know, they got to enforce the law, but they're also seen as a big part of their life, and these cops are so
dedicated.
And it's
dedicated. Not forced on them, Jim. I think
right.
that's the cool thing, being at that school event. It's like, you know, they were like, you know, partners with these kids. We're
right.
like, almost like we're all in this together.
Right.
Man. Let's do this.
And the kids were like that, too. I mean, they really looked up
yeah.
to these cops. So anyway, all right, hey, we're going to be right back. We got Tony Manridge coming on. And I'll tell you what, those of you who may have a preconceived notion of Tony Manridge, you got to listen to this. I've talked to him a little bit. This guy is awesome. We're going to be right back. You listen to Mine
hey,
on the
Steve,
Mayor.
Hey, Steve, it's great talking. I really
Steve,
appreciate
thank
you coming in, buddy.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.